current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Travelling Embers. The year 2025 began on a grim note for California, where thick smoke and haunting orange skies painted a vivid picture of the wildfires' devastation. Once again, these fires have caused immense destruction, reducing homes to ashes and displacing thousands of people. Year after year, the scale of these wildfires grow, burning more land, spreading faster, and exposing how ill-prepared systems have made the crisis worse. While families lose everything, the response they desperately need is bogged down by political gridlock and inaction. As the flames devour homes and forests, political leaders have turned the crisis into yet again another battleground for partisan blame. Republicans attribute the fires to poor forest management policies, while Democrats point to climate change as the root cause. This endless blame game has distracted attention from addressing the real urgent issues, leaving communities to fend for themselves. It's yet another glaring example of the weaknesses, incompetence, and misplaced priorities of the US political system, where profit often outweighs human life. The speed and ferocity of these fires are unprecedented. Driven by dry conditions, strong winds, and soaring temperatures, these infernos leave little time for people to prepare or escape. The irony is painfully stark. Former President Donald Trump once warned that quote-unquote all hell will break loose in the Middle East, yet today parts of his own country resemble the devastation he spoke of. This should serve as a humbling reminder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, underscoring humanity's fragility, dependence, and the fleeting nature of worldly power. Adding to this crisis is the greed of the state's wealthiest individuals who exploit California's precious water resources for their own gain. Their monopolization of water supplies, coupled with policies that prioritize private profits over public welfare, has left communities ill-equipped to combat disasters of this scale. Their relentless pursuit of money and power has hardened their hearts, rendering human life a secondary concern. While firefighters risk their lives battling the flames and ordinary citizens struggle to rebuild, the wealthy continue to profit from the very resources needed to mitigate these catastrophes. It's a sickening display of corruption and inhumanity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rid us of the world of systems which create such inhumane behavior, and may He provide them the just alternative found in the Khilafah, which places human blood and dignity above all. Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.